This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Darling, tonight, turn on the light. I've made up my mind. Oh, it's about time. We'll be alright
tonight. Who could forget that voice? It was Harrison Craig who won The Voice in 2013. Yes, he was young, good looking, and had the voice of an angel, but it was also his story that captivated Australia, how he overcame a debilitating stutter through the gift of singing. And now he's sharing that story in a new children's picture book called Harrison's Song. Harrison Craig, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, I have to say, Harrison, that even though we have never met, I have actually danced at your feet. Do you remember singing Lovers in the Air at the Sydney Opera House with a Strictly Ballroom event, and there were lots of thousands of ballroom dancers?
I do.
Well, I was about a metre away from you, dancing away.
I can't believe we didn't get a coffee afterwards.
Well, it was a great event and you sang beautifully. Take us back to The Voice 2013. Did you ever dream that you would win, like, the whole thing?
Oh, I think you go in there and, you want to be able to do what you can, you know, because your time on there might be short-lived. And, my approach walking in there was that I wanted to do what I could, because it was great experience for me. That's really hard to find in this crazy world we live in. And so I walked in there just knowing who I was and what I wanted to become, and just wanted to get some real world tools and tips, I suppose, you know, to be able to help me reach my goals.
Yeah, and were you able to actually enjoy that time, or is it just all a blur now?
Oh, no, it's so fresh in my mind, you know, even though it was, you know, almost, 4 years ago now, still fresh in my mind and I feel so lucky that I was there on that launch pad, and now that's provided me with three albums, three national tours, and a brand new children's book, which I'm just, you know, so thrilled about. So it's just fantastic. I'm really thrilled.
I was going to ask, you know, if the world has opened up for you, or do you still have to work very hard to find opportunities for your music?
I think that every time that you approach a project or that you want to start something new, you need to be working just as hard as when you first started, because it doesn't, you know, it really doesn't matter where you are. The hard work won't ever stop, you know, because it's your brand, it's a career, and it's your passion. So if you ever lose that drive, that's when, you know, you're in trouble. But for me, I mean, I'm working around the clock. I'm driven by the smallest, you know, tiniest little details, because I want to ensure that, you know, that everything I do is, you know, perfect. So I try very hard.
And so what would you say has been your career highlight, Harrison? The moment when you've just really wanted to pinch yourself and you've thought, this can't be happening, other than winning The Voice, which I guess was a pinch yourself moment. Has there been another one that's really strong in your mind?
I guess, to have the opportunity to travel and record and write and perform so much and so broadly as well, like, that is the kind of moment when you realize that, when you go, oh my gosh, you know, look at all these incredible, you know, experiences, you know, that I've, you know, been able to have, and look at how they've improved what I've recorded or written or how I perform, and that's pretty amazing, because they're hard to come by. So, you know, you want to be able to utilize those wherever you can. Look, and for me, that's always been the goal, you know, to improve, to be, you know, to be right up there, to be, you know, the greatest that I could be, and I'm always still working on that, so it's really exciting.
I'm speaking with Harrison Craig, winner of The Voice in 2013. He's just published a new children's book called Harrison's Song. Harrison, on The Voice, you shared very openly about overcoming your stutter. Did you experience bullying at school because of it?
Yes, I did. And I was made to feel, a lot like an outcast, which... I didn't expect to feel that way, especially at primary school. So I guess as a child, I didn't know how to cope with all of that. It's tough for any young child going through that. So for me now, 22, I really wanted to share with the world and I guess children around Australia my own hurdles that I've needed to jump, and actually explain to these kids through my story that it doesn't matter what your hurdles are or your challenges, you can live your dream. And that's really important to recognize because, it's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. So we need to prop everyone up as much as we can.
It's one thing to, I guess, share your story in the media and that sort of thing. It's another thing to sit down and write a children's book. Have you done much writing before, and did it come easily to you?
Writing this book, this was all my own experiences, and I thought that was really important because you need to be able to talk to kids on a level that they can understand and using a platform that they can grasp. And for me, that was through story and through this book. And, it was just really, really important to share that within a capacity that they can really say, okay, yes, I've got my own hurdles, but this won't stop me. Okay, wow, look at this guy. Look what he's done. That's fantastic. Let me work through my issues. And that's really important to realize.
But, I mean, the actual writing itself, like, it's got a lovely rhythm and pace to it. It's really well put together. Like, how did you know how to do this? You're only 22. I mean, I write children's books, and it took me a while to learn how to do it. Did anyone help you? Did you get any training? Did you get any help with the manuscript in terms of learning how to actually write it? Because it's really good.
Working with Wombat Books has been so incredible. I mean, they're an incredible publisher, and they've been there through every hurdle and challenge, and for every time that I've queried, how I'm writing, and if this was up to par, they would say, let us help you, let us be there to be able to guide you through this process. But writing the story, that came really, really easily. When it came time to really make sure it was well-rounded and complete, that's where Wombat were just incredible. And they're just invaluable. So I can't thank them enough.
Oh, that's good. And so what do you hope children will learn from your story?
Well, that we all have, challenges and adversity in our life, but that should not stop you from knowing what you want and really achieving that. And that's the important thing to take away from it, that you might have some hurdles, but you need to live your dream. That's your dream, it's your passion. Please don't let that stop you. You can achieve your dream. That's what I want kids to take away from this.
Okay, I just have to read a tiny bit from the book now before we say goodbye,
please,
Harrison. So
please.
This was a particularly, I thought, had a lovely ring to it. One day, Harrison's music teacher asked him a question in class. Harrison knew the answer. He wanted to say the right words, but he just couldn't. The words stayed inside him. I just thought that was beautiful.
I mean, it's true. It's like, you know what the answer is, you know how you're feeling, but you just can't get it out. And that's the most heartbreaking thing, because you know how to be a part of it, but you're just not allowed. And it's one part that I really wanted to talk to kids about it.
Mm.
you know, you need to be able to pursue your dreams. You know, this is your dream and you're the only one with it. So, you know, please, it's yours. Run after it. You know, chase it. You can live that dream.
All right. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement, Harrison.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Anytime.
That's a singer in 2013, The Voice winner, Harrison Craig. His new children's book, Harrison Song, is out now, published by Wombat Books.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au. Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.